Hey, gang, it's the Coaching Skills Forum, and today we are talking all about the exciting world of communicating cleanly. Boy, this is such a juicy topic, and we've had this conversation in the past, but it was like a year, 2 years ago since we've really had this conversation, so I'm just so excited to see what we discover today as we all communicate with each other, I'm going to assume, cleanly and clearly, sharing our own thoughts and opinions and insights and discoveries about this skill and how it shows up in our coaching. That means that this is an open invitation for you, the wonderful, amazing, brilliant coach that is on this call today. You have full permission to participate. In fact, it's invited. It's welcome. This is the Coaching Skills Forum. This is not where coaches go on to just put themselves on mute and then scan through their email while I blabble on for an entire hour. Uh-oh. Somebody's got me on an echo now. Uh-oh. So whoever just did something, undo what you just did. Oh, perfect. Whatever you did. Thank you. No, these calls are for coaches who engage. We all are sharing in this conversation. So everybody, you're welcome and invited to participate your own thoughts, your own experiences, so that we can create a shared wisdom of this group. It's what makes these calls so unique and so amazing. And consistently, for the last, 12, 13 years, these calls have been continually the most beautiful, rich, and powerful coach growing calls I've ever had the pleasure of being a part of. And I hope you all think so, too. I would certainly hope that for those who keep coming back, you have something like that in mind. For those who are new, I hope you get it this time around and want to keep coming back. These calls are approved by the ICF for continuing coach education units, which means that you can use this to renew your credentials should you need. Depending on how you are being involved in a part of this call will then determine what kind of credit you get. ICF, there are two different types of credits. There's the core competency credit, the highly coveted holy grail of credits. And they're a little hard to get, and one of the reasons that makes them a little challenging to get is that ICF has a very clear policy that you need to be on this call live to get those credits, to get core competency. So if you need core competency credits, get on these calls live. We talk every second Tuesday morning and every fourth Wednesday afternoon, and obviously the time changes depending on where you are. But if you're on this call live, you are then eligible for a core competency credit. If you listen to the archive recordings, and on our website, we have over 250 archive recordings to choose from, including this conversation and this topic. And you can still get credit, but it automatically becomes a resource development self-study credit. So it still counts, but if you need those core competencies, get on these calls live. I will also say, if you are really needing core competencies, either now you're getting desperate because it's coming to the end of the year, or, you know what, you're going to see down the line, I'm going to need to load up and get a bunch of credits to renew. I highly invite you to check out the class that I teach. It's an advanced coach development course that is unlike anything else out there. It picks up where pretty much every single training ends, and it deals with the science, the artistry, and the performance of true, powerful, deep, confident, masterful coaching. It's called the Fast Path to Masterful Coaching. You can learn more about it at mastermycoaching.com, and it offers, among tons of other things, a whopping 46 credits. So it's highly recommended. Anybody who's interested in really needing, there's a new round beginning Wednesday evenings starting on November 6th. So that may be something to check out. And there is a spot open just for you. However, talking about the Coaching Skills Forum calls that we are on right now, this is where you can get that single credit. When you're ready to get your credit after the call, go to the website, coachingskillsforum.com. That's where you're going to see a list of the upcoming call, the archive recordings, but you're also going to see options to purchase your credits. We do this so that these calls are free for all coaches to enjoy and learn and grow. But if you need credit, then, you know, pay for it. It's a value exchange. And still, it's one of the lowest prices out there for credits. You can either purchase a single credit, as many times as you want, or if you really love these calls and you just want to pay once and just load up, then you can purchase the six-month package, which means that from the time of your purchase, then you've got 6 months to go to any of the live calls and get those core competency credits. You can listen to any of the recorded calls and get those self-study credits. So either way, you can get more information at coachingskillsforum.com. Okay. I know, it's a lot of numbers, it's a lot of websites, it's a lot of things, but it's all done, we've all covered it, and we now have plenty of time to really dig into our topic. So, if you have any other questions, you can always visit the website too, it should be there, and there's also a button to contact me for any other questions as well. I am Ben Dooley, your MCC coach for the day. All right, I don't know why I had a little theme song there for a second. So today we are talking about the world of communicating cleanly. This I actually found from Thomas Leonard, who is considered by many one of the co-founders of the coaching profession that we know it today. And he had created, the ICF has their core competencies. Thomas Leonard had created what he referred to as the 15 proficiencies of certified coaching or professional coaching. And so they're actually somewhat different, or they point to different things than the core competencies do, which means that it made sense to put them in this list as separate topics. And so this one comes directly from Thomas Leonard and his contribution. So he describes it as such. I'm going to read the basic definition, and then we get to go off in a new, exciting direction. Communicating cleanly. This should be obvious, yes? After all, the cleaner the communication, the less that gets in the way of great coaching. That said, most of us have stuff in our communication style which slows down the superconductive nature of the coaching process. Certified coaches have worked to clean up the stuff that can get in the way of effective coaching. What kind of stuff? Everything from biases, judgments, unmet needs, shoulds, coulds, to singularity, vicariousness, agendas, arrogance, and fears. It can all be cleaned. Some examples are transcending your reactions and smallness, sharing your biases and limits, being responsible for how you are heard, not just what you say. The key distinction to keep in mind is absence of versus unnecessary additives. Yeah. So it's interesting. I'm noticing for a topic about communicating cleanly, it sure seems kind of packed and almost cluttered in the message. So maybe we can kind of unpack it and get a little more clarity to it. That's just me. So when we're talking about communicating cleanly in our coaching, what does that mean for you? It doesn't have to be this definition. Let's create our own. What are we talking about when we talk about communicating cleanly in coaching? Anyone?
This is Kathy. For me, it is not running on, like being brief and succinct and not feeling like I have to keep explaining.
So in other words, what I've not been doing.
No, I have to say that your intro and explanation was one of the cleanest, clearest I've heard you give, so it was good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but not running on, not and over-explaining, and kind of, going into all that as I try to over-explain your response that was so perfectly succinct.
There's another piece of it, and it has kind of two parts. It's sometimes it seems like we talk to people and they're talking because they like to hear themselves talk, and so they're going on and on, and so it's like so we know we want to watch out for that. But there's another piece that sometimes you're having a communication with someone and they may ask a question or have a topic. The habit of going saying either yes or no, or, and then adding your explanation, to me, really helps, because when I'm listening to someone talk to me, maybe my mind is trying to organize what they're saying, and I'm trying to figure out what part of the brain do I need to put this in. So when I'm listening to them go on, even for just two or three sentences, I'm trying, okay, are they trying to say yes, they think this is right, or no, they think it's over here? And I'm not quite sure where to put it. So the more they talk, the more information I'm trying to hold, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, wait a minute, are they moving toward yes? Are they moving more toward no? Or were they moving? And so that whole thing where when you're having a conversation, say, yes, I believe this is correct, and then this is why. It just makes it so much more simple to understand. It's great as far as couples. I mean, it's, women especially need to kind of remember to do that, because we can just wander off in our conversations. So it's not just women. Anyway, that's something that I think is really helpful.
Well, I love that you bring that up, because we're often trained in our coaching to avoid the yeses and nos, because they're too succinct, they're too simple, they're easy deflectors, they're an easy avoiders, they're blah, 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 all those reasons. And yet, I'm hearing you say, you know what, but the yes and no can really make things just nice and clean in communication, and obviously follow up with some clarity about what that means. But that it can be sometimes just as simple as a yes or no. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even, and sometimes explaining your maybe brainstorming, and you may change your answer in the middle of, like, you know, now the more that I think of this, you know, I was thinking in that direction. But, I mean, at least kind of in the middle of the process of sharing, at least the... put a signpost along the way to say, are you going north or south with your journey? And so it's that, you know, take your person with you, and don't make it difficult for them to follow, even if you are thinking and brainstorming. It is a communication style that I think is very kind to your participant person. So that's my little opinion.
I love it. Beautiful. Anybody else? What else comes to mind when we're talking about communicating cleanly? What the heck does that mean? And actually, just as clarity, if there's somebody's like in a room where there's other commotion going on and all that, if you could please mute yourself. Don't hang up. Now everybody mutes yourself. Stay unmuted if it's at all possible. So that it doesn't become distracting. It makes the communication not clean. Yes. Anybody else? What are we talking about?
This is Erica from Ohio.
Yes, welcome.
What I find, I'm echoing myself.
Oh, no.
Well, what I find helpful for my clients who are unclear, they've hired a coach because they think they should hire a coach, but they're not sure what to do with the coach. I listen to them talk, and I catalog in my brain categories. And then that's what I say to them. These are the categories that I've heard from you. And then I ask, how can I be of value to you? And if they can't answer it, I will say to clients, I'm not for you. You know, and... I haven't had anybody take my offer after I'm sitting yet. They usually makes them get more clear. It makes them say, no, I know I need help. Let me think this through again. Because if I can't understand, if they can't articulate it, then that's what I'm saying. If you can't articulate it, then I can't address it. I can't help you with it. And I'm not willing to take the money just for us to sit across from each other. So I say it to him frankly. I won't take your money for us just to look at each other. Here's what I hear you saying. Here's what I understand your goal to be. There's no match in between. I don't see that you're willing to take any risk or whatever it is. Just make it clear, and then I'll step out there and say, I'm not for you.
Well, I'm hearing several examples here, because there certainly is about part of the challenge is that our clients are coming to us with unclear communications within themselves. They have this idea or this struggle, but they're not quite clear about what it is that they're wanting or needing specifically. And then they're having a hard time clearly communicating that to us. And so even just in reflecting it back or working with them to clarify what their message is, what their needs and wants are, is communicating clearly, which can help. Even before we technically begin coaching, we're already communicating clearly.
Yeah, and sometimes the outcome of that is that they'll say, oh, now I understand why my partners, my shareholders, my boss, my whatever, is having a problem with me because I'm not clear.
But I usually end up coaching.
We come to something so that we can coach, because I'm always very clear about what a coach does and that they own the coaching relationship. And if they can't help me, then I can't help them.
Yeah, I love the other thing that you're pointing to is that clear communication. And this goes back to even when we talk about our ethics or clear designing about what we do and don't do as coaching clients, that there's that clear communication about how we operate and run together. Yeah. Anybody
else?
Yeah. What are we talking about? What is clear, communicating clearly? What the heck does that mean? It's a mouthful.
This is Conchita. I think what I would say is that we should definitely make sure that the one you're communicating to is understanding. So I think it's the role of the communicator to make sure that the one being communicated with receives it. And many times we blame the one that isn't receiving it for not understanding what I was saying.
No, you didn't get that right. So, like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure that when you start this, you understand that if you're the one trying to get a message across, that it is on you. It's your failure not to get it across. It's not their failure for not receiving it. And then I think sometimes less is better. Don't just, it's clear and concise.
And I'm reminded on the definition, although I like the way you described it a little better, he writes in, be responsible for how you are heard, not just what you say. And that actually, that's a hard one, because I don't know how you're going to hear something. I don't know how you're going to take it, and if you're going to be offended, or if you're going to get it, or if you find it brilliant or annoying or whatever it is. How can I be really responsible? And yet, if we're talking about this area of communicating clearly and cleanly, communicating cleanly, then that's something that we need to take in consideration.
I have a question about that.
I would love you to ask your question.
Yeah, what does singularity mean? And does that seem like it was an obstacle to communication or something?
Yeah, everything from biases, judgments, unmet needs, got it so far, should, could, got it, to singularity.
What does that mean?
What is singularity?
Does anyone know?
I only know the concept from science fiction if artificial intelligence gets better than human brain.
Aha! So we need to make sure that the artificial intelligence is not getting smarter than good luck.
Well, why don't I look it up? But I don't think, I have no idea what he's talking about. Talk about communicating clearly.
Yeah.
Or cleanly.
Actually, I think that's where I got a little lost in the definition. I was like, singularity. It's like, one, communicating cleanly.
Hold on. It is a technological term. It's not, it just means singular. The hypothesis, the invention of artificial and superintelligence will abruptly trigger runaway technological growth, resulting in unfathomable changes to human civilization. So I still don't know what he was saying, but whoever spoke was right. It is a technological term.
I love it.
So
let's
Thomas, you didn't help.
No.
It also means a condition or quality of being unique or singular, but I don't know how that helps either. So
not sure how that's all.
Maybe we should just move on.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Well, actually, the one thing I did notice was I keep confusing and collapsing and saying communicating clearly as opposed to communicating cleanly. And I'm wondering, am I saying the same thing, or is there a difference? And if so, what is the difference? Cleanly and clearly.
Brian from Denver.
Yeah.
I think clearly may be more one-sided, and clearly is more mutual, where we respect the best interests of the other person we're trying to help, and it's not all an ego thing, and if they're really hearing and trying to listen to what they're hearing, and how close are they to what we're trying to communicate. And I think there's more of a flow and a mutuality.
Oh, I like that.
I think cleanly is with no additives. Like you're not asking, what's the word, like, you know, pointed questions, or you're not asking leading questions, for example.
Yeah.
You don't have any stuff. It's just a clear, communication, a powerful question. It doesn't have any, like, stuff behind it or your stuff.
Well, I like that you mentioned the term no additives. You know, it kind of reminds me of when we've got, like, junk food and all these preservatives and all these chemicals and all these fillers, rather than just the simple, pure, clean ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you know, the flavor's better, the nutrition's higher. It's like, oh, just we get rid of all the fillers and additives and all that stuff add in to make it seem more exciting, but yet the pure stuff is really awesome.
Is it not that when I communicate cleanly, I do become more clear?
Ooh, could be.
How
ironic.
I think you do, because I think the additives are adjectives and adverbs. And I think when you communicate without adjectives and adverbs, then it's clean.
Ah. Yeah.
I think it's more attitude than adjective.
Than additive. Uh-huh.
No, than adjective. I think it's more attitude. Because you can ask the same question. You can ask a question with the same words, but the tone can change the meaning entirely.
And this is why I love this group so much, is that we have found ourselves at a place now where it's about attitude rather than additive. I love that. Wonderful. Well, here, let me ask this question. I mean, I think we're going there, but let's dig it in. What makes this communicating cleanly important? Why are we spending time working this into our coaching? Why is this needed? Why is this necessary? I just want to coach my clients. Now I got to do all this clean, clear communicating crap. But what makes this important?
Clean communication puts that responsibility for the effectiveness of the coaching relationship and, you know, that potential growth and the path to solution keeps it solely with the client, or it keeps most of the work with the client versus the coach.
Yeah. What else makes this important?
Well, I think it's real moral, and it builds a lot of trust, which deepens and broadens the coaching.
We do have somebody who's got us on speaker or something like that. So you might need to mute, pressing *6. Oh, thank you. Please jump in, though. Press *6 to unmute so you can jump in and share. Could you actually repeat that again? I was having a hard time. It wasn't coming out clean.
Oh, well, I think morality has a good piece in the collective partnership and relationship, and it builds trust. People can go deeper and bigger because of the trust.
Yeah, so it's building trust. Beautiful. What else makes this important? Like, we really need to make sure we're communicating cleanly.
This is Hillary. I think part of what makes it important is so we don't get lost in the story.
Sure, that could help.
Just,
I love how you just said that so cleanly and simply. Like, I know you want to embellish more, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'm going to let it just lie there.
Yeah. You know, and I love what you're, part of what you actually, I think you're even an unconscious example of is what was brought up before about trust is that it's also, what I get is there's a sense of trust in my own words. Trust that just how I said it, that simple sweet time is actually enough. Yeah, so there's more trust that we get to build just by being in that place of communicating cleanly. What else comes to mind?
Yeah. Around story, if it's not clean, then we are bringing our stories into the conversation.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, that can happen,
yeah, that
too.
And that does point to another thing that I'm not sure we really talked about. I mean, in his definition, he talked about including biases, judgments, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes we have to be really clear about our own biases when we're talking to somebody.
Yeah. Well, what I hear you pointing to is that we also really need to be clear in our communicating with ourselves. What am I thinking about this? How do I feel about this? So, let's get clear about that communication before we even are able to reach out and engage with our clients.
And speak cleanly.
Yeah, and speak cleanly about it. I mean, how can you speak cleanly about it if you're not clean about it with yourself? Yeah. What else makes this important? Like, this is really a critical component to our coaching. We need to have it.
By focusing on wanting to speak cleanly and clearly, it seems like it helps us pay attention. Because I've noticed when there's a lot of words going on, someone's mind is probably, the communicator is not really concentrating. They may have several conversations going on in their mind at once, but they're just really not narrowly focused on the situation. They're just kind of wandering through the conversation. And I've noticed that when we know we have to speak clearly and concisely, for example, my mom is in hospice. And tomorrow, I'll have a Skype call with her. It may be my last one.
Oh.
And believe it or not, I'm going to speak cleanly and cleanly the things that I may not ever get to say to her again. I am going to be focused tomorrow. And coaching is kind of like that. I mean, it's serious. We're talking about heart issues and lives and relationships. When we focus, be clear and clean, it's going to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First off, thank you for sharing that with us, and I'm sure I can speak for all of us that our hearts are going to you and your mom. The other thing that I get from that is, sure, we have long, hopefully, ideally, we have long, wonderful, full lives, but yet, you know, there's no need to fill it with all that filler stuff. Just speaking cleanly and clearly and really sharing our pure truth is what's needed in this world. Anything else that comes to mind? What makes, you know, even on the heels of that beautiful insight, what makes communicating clearly so important, cleanly?
I think, this is Deborah, I think it's just as important to say it as it is to hear it, because then there's the union of, you know, and the preciousness of those two connecting.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you don't give the, when you express cleanly, sometimes we don't give it enough time to sit.
so that the listening can be just as crystal clear as the clear words that were given.
I love what you're sharing, because one of the things that I teach in my class is the powerful partnership of giving and receiving, that it both have to be there. And it's been brought up earlier, and then this is part of what you're talking to, and it just keeps coming up in the... And I don't see it necessarily mentioned in the definition that we read, but there's something about that clean and clear communication when it is both parties, when it is given cleanly, but it also has to be received cleanly. That's the communication part.
And the other part is that I can remember when my kids were little and I was really angry, and my body felt that I was angry, but my words were trying desperately not to be angry, and then those two didn't connect. And so by expressing it cleanly and clearly also comes with body language, you know, voice expression, what you're saying. It all has to come together to be clean.
So there's something about authenticity. There's something about being in alignment with what you're thinking and the feeling and what's going on, for that to be really honest and clean and clear. Yeah. And that's pointing to how to speak cleanly is to just speak authentically sometimes. Anybody else? What comes to mind? What makes this so important?
It seems like if it was absolutely clear and absolutely clean, it would be a discussion of heart to heart.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, it would seem that, wouldn't it? The mind to mind. When I hear that, the mind to mind is where all the clutter and the articulations and the descriptions and the reiteratings and the clarifications and all of that brilliant stuff and all that stuff. But just heart to heart is so simple and clean and clear.
This is Deborah again. There's a movie, and it's, you know, some real and some cartoonist type in a way, but it was where the one cartoon in the other land with said, "I see you." Do you remember that movie? I can't remember. What is it?
Avatar.
Avatar, that's it. And she says, "I see you." And I think that's the mark of the heart to heart. I see you.
Yeah.
Because that's what they come from coaching, you know, the coaching too. They come to you because they believe that you're going to see them. And in that, you can help them to get clear about who they are, what's going on, and that heart to heart. They're yearning for that. They'll pay big bucks for that because no one sees them.
Yeah, we all yearn for that. Yeah, what I think I'm getting from this is, again, that descriptions, those reiteratings, those clarifications, those let me explain this one more time and all that stuff, that's really all about me. And yet, that simple, "I see you. Here's my simple question. Here's my simple, clean acknowledgement or statement," that it really is about them. Our clients don't have all that clutter if we're really looking at them purely. And what I hear also that's being brought up is how sadly and unfortunately rare an experience this truly is. And it doesn't have to be. case in point, we have a beautiful coach who's going to have such a clean and clear communication with her mom, which we get to do. And coaching is one of the rare places where that is our job. That's what we are here to do and to be and to give and to provide. We are the bringers, not the only ones, but we are the bringers of clear communication into this world. Yes? I could be wrong.
Oh, I think it's a calling.
Yeah. So if it is that rare and that important and that beautiful and that power and that desperately needed thing, please help us all clarify what gets in our way. What stops us from doing this?
Vulnerability?
Yeah, say a little more about that, because I bet you're right on the mark.
Well, it's, you know, it's caring professionals, we all care, but it could be a harder day, we didn't get enough sleep. To go real clean and have deeper conversations, particularly if there's issues, maybe just being clean and not having biases, I think it's vulnerable, and we sometimes, except for the best of us, might avoid being that vulnerable.
Yeah. It's easier, it's safer to just kind of go through the motions and go through the defaults of not so clear. Yeah. What else gets in our way and stops us?
I think sometimes we have biases and prejudices that we're not even aware of.
Yeah, like I can manage my biases. I'm great with that, except the ones I don't know.
Right. Like, I'm very sensitive to gender generalizations. People say them all the time, and we're all individuals, you know, and of course it makes me crazy, and I know there's some that I have, you know, that I don't question, but we can't question what we don't notice.
Yeah. Yeah, good noticing. Sharon, thank you. What else stops us? Gets in our way.
I think sometimes we're afraid to hurt the other person's feelings, or we're not sure how they will take clean communications. If it's not, sometimes we tell people what they want to hear instead of really being clean with our communication.
Ooh, boy, thank you for that truth telling.
We get in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry. I got other stuff going on. I don't have time to be clean and clear. I'll just say what they want to hear, and then everything will be good. Because if I really say the clean, clear truth, and pure and simple, and I don't gloss it up, and I don't, you know, soften it with all these wonderful things, I could really open up a nasty can of worms.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm really ready for that. Points to, you know, we didn't really bring this up, but it seems like communicating cleanly also is about some truth-telling. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to get nice and soft and flowery and be all soft. Well, it might be that you're kind of, sort of, this, maybe. That's not clean. What else? What else gets in our way, stops us, blocks us? Oh, that's it?
That's it.
There's gotta be more.
Hey, Ben, this is Terry again.
Terry.
I don't know why it's echoing. Let me you know,
yeah,
I
sounds like somebody's got us on like a speakerphone or something like that. so I'm not sure.
So we did it was on speaker. I took mine off. But, you know, I think we get so tied up in, what do you call that, the urgent versus the important. That maybe that's a good way to say it. There's so many things we get caught up in, and we don't realize how shallow we're really living. You know, we're focusing on things that don't really count, you know, and the price of rice, you might say. And I think if we could pay attention a little more and just kind of keep the clearer picture of, you know, the beauty of life and the days we have with each other, it's just, I think what helps us to focus, to be more clear, because it is really easy to get caught up in just whatever's going on. Oh, we're running into Walmart, you know, my deodorant or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just like we're living too much on the surface.
Yeah.
So that's
I love what you're pointing to, because it's just part of our lives. There's so much going on that we're distracted. We're spinning 300 plates. And so it's so easy to just stay on that surface in how we communicate, which is kind of, if on the surface, it's actually spread wide, which is part of what all the filler stuff is. It's just all that stuff. Whereas when we just get right into that nugget, that juice, that the meat of it, the you know, whatever it is, it's deep, not wide. But our constant lives are spread wide most of the time. So that's the mode we often are in. Yeah. What else? What else gets in our way? Makes it challenging.
I think this is Deborah. Sometimes when, the reason why they come to us is because for some reason we've connected with our clients some way. And so then there's that commonality somewhere kind of floating around anyway. And when the relationship continues, you connect to the subject as a coach to the person. And so it's a little difficult to hang in there in the topic.
Yeah.
So it's really tender and sensitive and difficult at times to work through your client's issue when you have gone through it yourself.
Yeah. Mm. We've got our own past experiences. We've got our own triggers.
Yeah.
We've got our own memories.
Sometimes.
Oh, man, that is hard. Sometimes I've found myself, I'll go into overdrive in talking because I'm actually processing my own crap while I'm in the middle of helping my client go through their stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good, not just me.
My answer,
yeah, and it's, you know, it's like suddenly I'm hit. Oh, crap, now I got to deal with this, and I have to be present to my client. And so my focus is split. My attention is split. My communication is split. Yeah. Anything else come to mind? There's some really serious things that just get in our way and prevent us from doing this beautiful, powerful, critically important thing that everybody's coming to us for. Anything else come to mind?
Yes, this is Betty.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has been said in another way, but, you know, when they're coaching clients, or even their sponsor, if you're in corporate, comes to you, let's say the coaching client, comes to you, and they are so emotionally distraught. But they say, but I have to and I want to be here. I think that's the time to have, I think it's very important to have clear communication at that time so that they can understand either what you're going, you know, what you've agreed to coach, or to be able to get, say, let's move that over here and let's look at the present, what's happening.
Yeah, like sometimes it's not just us that's causing the problem. Sometimes our clients, they're in their own overwhelm, urgency. They're not able to receive anything clear. How many times have you said something clear? This may not be what you said, but this is where I'm going. That you said something really, really clear, and your client goes, "What do you mean?" I mean, it was a really simple and clear question, or an observation, or discovery. And your client just can't get it.
So, Ben, this is Erica.
Erica.
When I get that response, I just point blank say to people, you know, when you say you don't understand, I say typically when people say they don't understand, they either know the answer or they don't like the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Is that what you tell them, or is that what you're asking me?
No, that's what I say to them. What do you think?
Okay, yeah. But notice how that can certainly be an easy a blocker, an obstacle. Is that you're offering clean communication, and it's just not landing for whatever reason. Now, how to handle that then is the follow up. But, yeah, this is part of what gets in the way. And, by the way, I love that approach because it's often true. Sometimes they just don't know. But often...
even when they don't know, what I like is when they don't know, or they really believe they don't know, to at least throw something out. Throw anything in. Take anything.
Yeah.
So then we can go down that path. See what happens.
Yeah.
But, the whole I'm dying thing. I'm defining that. Like that, I don't understand that. I don't relate to that.
No. Another thing that comes to mind is, you know, certainly when we talk about communicating clearly and cleanly, I'm never going to get those two separated. but it's also about speaking the client's language. I mean, sometimes we just live in two different worlds, and we say one thing, but they hear another. This is one of the problems with, like, lingo and jargon and catchphrases and you know, those things. We may understand something, but the client may not. Or
yeah, I had a client.
We may have different meanings for something.
Exactly. I had a client who I asked her, "What is holding you back?" And all she could say was fear. Well, that could be anything, and we could have talked for the next three sessions about what that meant. So I just said, "Well, what is fear?" You know, and she said, "False evidence appearing real." I said, okay, so then whenever she got stuck and was unable to, you know, go forward, I said, what false evidence are you dealing with? And that way we didn't have to name the fears. She knew what they were, but apparently she didn't want to talk about them.
Yeah.
So we just call it false evidence.
By the way, I have my own opinion about that phrase.
Everybody uses it.
Yeah. So, but again, point being, we need to, if we're going to communicate clearly and cleanly, we need to communicate in each other's language. And that's a great example. So, last call, anything else that comes up? What gets in our way as we're coming up on time? What creates the blocks and really discourages us from truly doing this when we need to?
I think you have to be brave to use clean language.
Yeah, I was actually kind of thinking something like that myself. I'm glad you spoke that. It does take some courage. It does take a risk, and it takes a lot of trust in ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I'll add in from my own experience is that I just have a natural default of articulating and expressing. I want to make sure my own concerns are. I want to make sure that what I'm saying is understood and heard, and that you get my meaning, and that you get really the depth and the nuance and the richness of what I'm telling you. You know, big whoop. Again, as I just realized, that's really all about me. But if it's just a simple thing, then it's about you. Yeah. You know, and I don't know if we'll get there, but I really love the idea of wondering and thinking, like, what it might be like to be in a world where that is our norm, that is our standard, that we all communicate clearly and cleanly with each other. That's how we engage and integrate and are with each other. That would be lovely. Rather than spreading on the surface and kind of all the unsaid, unspoken, unacknowledged, unrecognized things, just going to the simple, pure truth. So, one of the simple truths that I do realize is that we need a password. And I have got a password, and I hope it's all right. But it just hit. The password that just popped in my head was Mom. And partly because there is something so clean and clear and beautiful about that communication, really with any parent and child. But the other thing that I love is that when you flip Mom upside down, it's wow. And that's really what we're looking at. We're looking at finding the wow in all of this, what makes our communication so exciting and rich and powerful and delicious and amazing. What makes it wow? And it's the cleaner it is. You can't get cleaner and simpler than wow, can you? That's it. So, hopefully that's okay. Is that all right?
That's fine. Yeah.
So which one is the password, Mom or Wow?
Yeah, pick your favorite. But I don't prefer it. It's not a Mom Wow, which is like a really absorbent mother. That would not make sense. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. So pick your one, either one, Wow or Mom. We talk every fourth Wednesday afternoon, which is today. We also talk every second Tuesday morning, which means that our next call will then be on Tuesday, November 14th. And we're going to be exploring the world of confidence. This is a brand new topic. This is actually the cornerstone of the class that I teach, and it kind of stunned me that, like, all these years I've been going on about confidence and coaching, confidence in this and confidence for the clients, and I'm like, why is this not in the coaching skills forum list? That just don't make no sense. So I added it on here, and I can't wait to really hear and experience all that we get to discover and uncover on that next call. So please join us Tuesday, November 14th. You can always visit CoachingSkillsForum.com for the dates, times, and information, and also to purchase your credit. When you purchase your credit or request it if you're part of the six-month package, make sure you include today's date, the date of this call, which is October 25th, 2017, because we've had this conversation before. Please include the topic, which is communicating cleanly. And then also the password, which is Wow or Mom, or both. I don't know. Lastly, I offer a hope to be a very clean communication to all of you. Don't just keep this as your coaching. This is not exclusive to a coaching skill. This is something that gets to be a part of our entire world. And I know some of us are going to go and communicate cleanly with those that we love, which is always wonderful. But we can also take that opportunity to just communicate cleanly with anybody, even the person on the street, or the person who's bagging our groceries, or the person who calls us on the phone and is just doing their telemarketing job or whatever it is, that we actually just communicate cleanly with that trust, that respect, that empowerment, that love, that heart-to-heart. The more that we do it, two wonderful things happen. A, it just grows in our skill and ability to do that, which means it naturally gets stronger and more beautiful and apparent in our coaching. But two, and I think which is probably even more important, is that we get to be continuing to be bringers of this into the world. And the more you put it out in the world, the more it is in the world. So my invitation to all of you is to go out there and communicate cleanly every single day until our next call. And if you do that, even just one little bit, amazing things will happen.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you all. I'll stick around if anybody has any questions or anything like that. Yeah. But otherwise, go off and have a beautiful week. Until then, bye-bye.
Well, Ben, I think you've really...